Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. I'm Mary Jane Gibson, and I'm here with Darwin Millard, Technical Director of Cannabis Safety and Quality. Hi.
How's it going, Mary Jane? Thanks for having me.
Going great. How's your MJ BizCon so far?
So far, great. I came in Monday night. Tired already, but I'm ready.
Well, we have a lot to get into it. So I want to just launch in by saying you have over 20 years of experience in the space, is my understanding?
I'm close to two decades. Yeah, 18 years of experience.
So that makes you a true veteran in the cannabis world.
This has been my only job out of college has been in the legal cannabis industry. I'm very fortunate.
And you've gotten to a place where you actually have a pretty interesting moniker. I'm told that some people refer to you as the Spock of cannabis.
Yes. And my catchphrase, I guess, is live long and process.
I mean, that's pretty fantastic. Let's hear about what it is that you do. You're an extract.
So great question. So I'm a mechanical engineer by training, and I specialize in mechanical and solvent-based extraction methodologies for isolating terpenophenolic secondary metabolites from botanicals, which is just a really fancy way of saying I know how to make oil well.
Great.
So I'm also a big consumer, avid consumer. Live rosin is my thing. Solventless, I dab all day, every day. My passion has been to bring safe and quality products because as a consumer, right, I want that. And as an engineer, I had this kind of knack for how to design processes and work towards efficiencies, right, and how to understand costs of goods. So from the beginning, I've been a consultant helping other operators really achieve their goals in the industry, while at the same time being able to get to consume the product that I love, cannabis.
And you have the real 10,000 foot view. You've seen it. I mean, I remember in the days when dabs really were sort of BHO.
Oh yeah, that's all we had was shatter.
Right.
Remember when it didn't matter?
I do.
With shatter.
I do, and I remember learning how to, when I was at cannabis events, learning how to do the dab grab because someone would overconsume, and then you would have to catch them as they went down.
Went too heavy, especially when we didn't know that when we were using blowtorches, right, on the dab nail, that they were getting too hot. Now we have really nice, if you're still doing the torch, right, or there's like a really cool conduction thing you put the bowl in now that heats it up to a specific temperature, and then you pull that out onto the little laser thing that tells you what the right temperature is to take your dab, right? So we've got great tools now to make it a safer, more fun, higher quality experience.
So as an engineer, do you find yourself, you're interacting more with the business side of things, or are you into consumer education as well? Where's your comfort zone?
Great question. So I've always wanted to be an educator for the marketplace, when I was a consultant, I was interacting with the business owners much more, trying to help them steer the course, right, and avoid making common mistakes I was seeing time and time again. Is, you know, before consultants got a bad name in the industry.
Right. And I imagine that you're seeing people who are entering the cannabis space who are interested in extracts, but who truly need to learn, just like consumers do, about the difference. For you were talking about live rosin.
Absolutely.
All of the aspects of oils and extracts and concentrates. There's so much to know.
You'd be surprised, actually, how much people still don't know. In fact, like, so I'm now working with Cannabis Safety and Quality, right, as the technical director. We're a GMP certification program. Still having to educate consumers, or our consumers, right, our clients, what good manufacturing practices are, what GMPs are, and how they're a benefit. So it's still, even after all this time, still surprises me how much people still need to be handheld through this business or this market.
And I'm catching myself because I just said live rosin, but I meant live resin.
Oh, yeah. See? Bless, what's the difference between a live resin and a live rosin?
Well, rosin is a heat process, and resin is an extract that doesn't use heat. Correct?
So live resin, right? It's got to be from something fresh frozen. That's
whole plant.
That's how you get it live.
Yep.
And then you're right. It's a hydrocarbon extraction. That gets you your live resin. And then the live rosin, right? Solventless. The other side of it.
Just like a heat and press.
You just press the resins right out of the trichomes.
I remember a day when we were using a hair straightener.
Yeah.
You get some resin out of our buds.
we're done with a hair straightener and flower, right?
Yeah.
Back in the flower rosin days.
So what are you excited about right now? What's really interesting to you in the space as an extract artist or entrepreneur?
Oh, that's such a great question. So I've been a volunteer with ASTM International on the D37 committee for the past 8 years, which is a international standards development committee trying to create standards for our energy industry to really modernize and commodify itself. So we've got real tools to help us become a real industry. And what's fascinating me, because, you know, I love solventless and live rosin, is what is live rosin? Like I was just saying, what are the actual attributes of that cannabinoid substance that lets you know it's actually live rosin? So when you're making a label claim now, like it's true solventless, true six-star hash or whatever, right? Is it really? Can you validate, can you back up that label claim through some type of certification or standard that you comply with? So that part is now fun, right? So taking my love and passion for something that I've been consuming for years and turning it up a notch, right? Stepping it up and bringing real standards to that, codifying it, right? Making it real.
Do you still enjoy some of the OG products like Keef or Bubble Hash or?
So my go-to, the thing I fell in love with is Bubble Hash, you know, classically done traditional water hash extraction, right? And you just isolate and collect the glandular trichomes, the loose heads, right? And that's it. Leave it there. You don't need to do anything else because nature made this epic little spaceship, right? The resins are cannabinoids and terpenes are our astronauts, right? They're inside their little spaceship. And when you poke a hole in your spaceship, what happens to your astronauts?
I don't think they survive the trip.
Right. They get sucked out into space, right? You lose all of the good stuff that was inside. So I love rosin. It's super great, right? But as soon as you press it, the terpenes are volatilizing, right? They're escaping. Everything's quickly turning into a different type of product. That's why things get cured, right? They get whipped. There's so many different consistencies of what really live rosin is, right? But for the most part, people have settled now on like whipped cold cure. That's kind of the consistency you see. Though there is first press, right? That's like snap and pull or some shatters, right? But even those, once you open the jar, right? Changes, consistency, but good. Just classically well-dried and cured loose trichome heads. They stay their perfect little spaceship, right? Maintaining their astronauts for their whole life.
That's the caviar of the hash.
It still is the best product.
Are you still seeing BHO happen?
I mean, of course, live resin is out there. It's pretty much king when it comes to concentrates. It's easy and fast to make, right? But live rosin solventless is definitely creeping up there, getting market share. And I think you get that because it's more clean, right? We're actually talking about what clean label cannabis, what clean is tomorrow in one of the panels I'm on.
In this case, it's solventless. Is that solventless equals clean?
Is it? So yeah, exactly. So
right.
Because you didn't add anything to it, right? You just pressed it out. So it's less... It's not adulterated effectively, right? So it's cleaner than live resin or any other type of extract, right? Because you didn't touch it with anything else. So that's the philosophical side of that, right?
Right. The assumption is that if you're starting with a really beautiful bud that's been grown under great conditions and doesn't have any contaminants, then clean, and then you press it clean, that it's the cleanest.
You got it. You put all the dots together. Yeah.
I'm connecting the dots. I'm so glad to know about this. So you were named one of the Marijuana Adventures 40 Under 40 executives to watch in cannabis. Congratulations. What does this mean for you? Where are you going next? What's on the horizon?
I don't know. What would be great is if somehow when I get older, I'm remembered like Jack Hare, Ed Rosenthal, Mila Jensen, right? And all of our other
Frenchie, like, Cannoli.
Yeah, I was gonna say Frenchie. It was right on the tip of my tongue. But yeah, and all of our true OGs and mentors, right? Some are still with us, some have passed, right? If I can be remembered as putting any type of impact and helping in any way, that would be amazing.
What do you recommend to a novice cannabis consumer who's looking for a connoisseur experience? And they walk into a dispensary, they don't necessarily trust the bud tender. What do they look for?
That's a...
I'm putting a lot on your shoulder.
It's a very hard question to answer because it depends on state to state, right? And that's because not every state lets you put the terpene profile on the label. And those that do, right, it might be compressed real estate, so there might be not a full expression of what's there. But I would say look for terpene content, right? High THC isn't always the best, right? Having something with a good terpene content there is always going to be a better experience for someone who's especially new to cannabis consumption. I'd say try to find a one-to-one, though that would it might be a little difficult.
Just a one-to-one THC to CBD?
Yeah, just because there's a little less THC, especially if you're a novice. You've never, smoked, but that's what you want to try first, right? Because you've seen other people do it. You're more comfortable with that. Because it mellows out what that experience might be. I would probably avoid taking dabs for a novice consumer. Your first time, probably don't want to do that. Terpene profile. So if there is a terpene profile, look for that. Don't just buy on THC content. And if you can, if it's a deli style, the nose knows. So if it smells good, it's probably good.
And so if we're not doing dabs, we're not, in my day, it was hot knives. That was how I was actually introduced to hash, two knives stuck into a stove.
I'm 40, remember? I absolutely hot knifed.
Yeah. It was a real way to encounter the plant very quickly. And I actually backed off it for a long time because I didn't think I enjoyed it. And then gradually came to understand more about it and how to consume. But do you have a favorite smoking device that you would recommend to, especially for the newbies?
So I dab all day, every day, right? That's my form of consumption. So yeah, I do. I would recommend Dr. Dabber all day, every day. I'm not a paid spokesperson of Dr. Dabber at all, but I have their Boost Evo. I love their device because it's a very functional device, but it's also a high quality build. The atomizer of the bowl is sapphire lined, right? So there's no connection of, or your resin touches something that's a pure substrate versus like touching on metal or something like that. And unlike some of the other devices, it doesn't have like a 90 degree turn for the vapor pathway. And that's important because you might have a lot of turbulent flow and resins will catch up and like things will come back down. You get condensate, right? And that likes to find its way back around underneath your atomizer, which can then get through the threads and start breaking down the device itself. And also there, silicone and other things like that that like to steal your terpenes. So I like Dr. Dabber's devices because they're, especially some of their newer things are glass on glass, good devices, high quality builds. Yes.
Free of that, what's the scientific term, gunk?
So that's when it comes to standards. I was telling you about that, right? We're actually, through ASTM International, working with almost all of the major hardware manufacturers to help elevate the standards for the builds. So creating standards for restricted substances in the ceramics that are used in the atomizer cores, as well as restricted substances in the conductive wiring that's used within those. So both the metal and the ceramic that's used in your standard atomizer core, trying to raise the bar on their quality of build so it produces a safer user experience, right? As well as waste disposal, like make all-in-ones, that's a lot of e-waste going around. New design specifications so they can be more easily disposed of to try to help improve the environment, stuff like that.
And we love to hear that, especially in this industry that is all about a plant, and yet we find ourselves facing a waste issue with packaging and regulation. So that's super cool to hear. If people want to follow your work or find you out in the world, how do they get in touch with you?
LinkedIn. LinkedIn's the best place to follow me. Darwin Millard, I'm pretty easily found. If you search for Darwin and cannabis safety and quality or ASTM, most likely going to be the first thing that comes up.
And of course, you know that you have the perfect name for doing what you do because you're...
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, right?
Yeah.
Named after a famous scientist. Now you have to be a famous scientist or do science stuff. But I'm very fortunate to be working with Cannabis Safety and Quality. We're an accredited safety and quality management system for cannabinoid product manufacturers trying to help ensure the safety and quality of our industry.
Love to hear it. What a cool chat. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Darwin. So nice to meet you. This has been another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. Please hit that like and subscribe to our podcast and follow us at Canna Tech Today.
And live long and process.